Welcome into a Wednesday inside the Jaguars. JP Shadrick with, wait a minute, you're not John Osier.
Yeah.
It's Jeff Lagerman.
It's JL. It's no Johnny O.
Well, where is Johnny O?
You know what? I heard that Johnny O went back to the fair because he had such a good time. And so what I did is when he left the building, I went into his office and snuck his little sleeping partners, you know, so that he won't have them anymore. And you know what? He's not going to have them back.
Well, there you
sorry,
go.
Johnny O. No more fair for you. Sorry. Or you better go back.
Hope he had a good time because
we're joking around. He's got a big interview today.
Yeah, Shad Khan. He'll visit with the owner of the Jacksonville Jaguars today and look for the story on Jaguars.com coming up. Today was the last practice day before the Colts-Jaguars game on Thursday night. It's an 8:20 kick on NFL Network. You know, this is a short week, home and home. We talked with John about this yesterday, but home on Sunday, home on Thursday helps a little, but it still
sure
changes your whole schedule.
And it's tougher on the Colts because they had a home game and then all of a sudden they got to turn around and get on a plane 3 days later. You know, I've never personally had any experience with a Thursday night regular season football game, but I've had the experience in the preseason because a lot of times when you get towards the end of the preseason, it shrinks to know where you get plenty of time going in the regular season. It's very difficult on a veteran's body, and I'm talking, you know, 6 years and up, to be able to recoup in time for a Thursday game. And I'm trying to relate it to trying to get ready for practice. I mean, there were weeks that on a Wednesday practice, it was difficult to even get dressed. And then Thursdays, you were kind of going through the motions, and then Friday, you would start to feel better sometimes. The younger players and the younger teams, I think, is a lot easier for them. And I think both teams are relatively young, so they should be able to handle it.
Let's talk about some injuries. Rasheen Mathis is questionable for this game with the groin injury still. Montel Owens, who's been out the last couple of weeks, could be back for the Jaguars, and that could be good news.
Yeah, and just a real quick note on him is that I think he may end up playing. And the reason I say that is Keith Tostin, who has been kind of an emergency running back, was released from the roster this week. So that may be a sign that Montel could play.
There are quite a few injuries for the Colts that we need to know about, and some on the defensive side especially.
Yeah, the most important one clearly is Robert Mathis. Robert Mathis left the Dolphins game last week with a back injury. He's a fantastic player. He's got 6 sacks on the year, and he's a game wrecker. I mean, he truly is a game wrecker. They have issues at corner. Jerod Powers left the game against the Dolphins with a toe. He's already a scratch. Vontae Davis missed the game against the Dolphins with a knee, I believe, and he's already a scratch. So those are two big injuries, but they also have two on the offensive line, and that's Satili, the center, and then also Winston Justice, the right tackle, left the Miami game. They're question marks for this game, and that's been I don't want to say it's been a big issue for the Colts, but it's been an area that they've tried to solidify for Andrew Luck, and they've started to show signs, but you never want to have injuries with a group that you've kind of struggled with early on.
Sure. This Colts team is 5-3. Everybody's talking about playoffs for this team. They're inspired by their head coach, Chuck Pagano, who actually the news came out this week that the cancer is in remission now for Pagano. We'll see if over
not
the next...
Not cured, but in remission. That's great news
great
for
news.
Him. And congratulations to him. I know this week he's undergoing his second bout of chemotherapy, and then he's got another one coming up. And then a lot of the players for the Colts ended up shaving their heads because you could clearly see Chuck Pagano in post-game locker room after the Dolphins game is starting to lose his hair.
One of those that shaved his head reportedly is Andrew Luck. He's the player of the week, offensive player of the week in the AFC, a rookie record, 433 yards, 2 touchdowns against Miami last week, and he's as hot as can be in the league right now.
He's really good. I mean, he's really good, and I never thought he was a very good-looking man to begin with, but without hair, he's probably really bad. But you know what? He's a really pretty quarterback. He's fantastic. He's 4 games now over 300 yards passing. His best game was probably last week against the Miami Dolphins. And he's a tremendous player. He's on pace to break a lot of records. You know, Cam Newton, Sam Bradford. He has tied Peyton Manning's 300-yard passings game record with 4 already, and here we are at the midway point. I mean, he's everything you could possibly want. He's got a veteran receiver in Reggie Wayne who's just simply fantastic. He's second in receptions and number one in yards receiving in the National Football League. And he's got 2 young players in T.Y. Hilton and Avery that are very, very good, and they can stretch the field. Now, one thing I will say about Luck, and that's really changed from the first meeting, is that they are taking more opportunities with the deep ball. And that was very evident against the Miami Dolphins game and also somewhat in the week before against the Tennessee Titans.
Offensively for the Jaguars, it was the roughest of weeks last week against Detroit, certainly in the first half. Number 3 and out drives, couldn't get many plays at all in the first half. Against this Colts defense, I mean, where do they go here?
Well, to me, I mean, you still don't have Maurice Jones-Drew, who's been an absolute Colts beater in the past, and so that hurts. But the passing game has to be better, has to be more consistent, and it has to play a whole game. It can't have a half. You're just not good enough of a team to be able to be good at one part of the game and not good at the other part of the game.
Sure.
You know, but the Colts defense have worries in my mind, because Dwight Freeney is playing again for the Indianapolis Colts. He's only got two sacks, but what concerned me was watching the tape against the Miami Dolphins. He beat up the left tackle, Jake Long, and Jake Long is a perennial Pro Bowler. Robert Mathis is a question mark. His performance has been a little bit better because he's got six sacks on the year. But it's a good, young defense. You know, the Colts for a long time, and you were actually in there watching some film with me today, and I was explaining to you that years past, the Colts defense up front, they weren't very stout because all they were was about getting after the quarterback. They're playing better up front. They're playing more stout. They've got two pretty good inside linebackers and two veteran guys on the outside and one veteran guy back deep in Antoine Bethea. So it's a better unit.
Primetime game. You ready?
From a player standpoint, there's nothing better than primetime. I mean, the primetime games are what it's all about. I mean, most guys grew up as kids playing football under the lights. I mean, Friday night lights, that's what it was all about. And if you can't get ready, no matter if you're a veteran guy and you have aches and pains, if you're a veteran guy and you can't get excited for prime time, you don't belong to play anyway.
Well, you're ready to run out the tunnel right now.
I could give Joe Cullen maybe five snaps.
Oh, you might limp a little bit coming out of the tunnel.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, give me some of the old school medication. I'll be ready to go, JP.
Temperature's going to be in the 40s. I might have to borrow a hunting jacket from you.
Absolutely. Got plenty of them. I got a full wardrobe. You know that.
I like it.
I'm looking forward to it, you know, because this is a great opportunity. And you know, and to give some credit here, the NFL Network comes into town, and they do a great job on the production. One of my favorite color analysts is Mike Mayock. And I think there's nobody better in the business than Mike Mayock. He does a great job with a broadcast.
Jeff, always a pleasure to visit with you.
Sure, and I love it.
Jeff Lagerman, that's it for Inside the Jaguars. It's an 8:20 kickoff tomorrow night, the Colts and the Jags here at Everbank.